礼节美语。
Sean 有飞行恐惧症，可他偏偏又是国际销售代表，需要经常旅行。同事 Mimi 开玩笑说，他可真是选错了职业。Mimi 说
You certainly picked the wrong profession. You're an international sales representative. Traveling is part of the job.
I know. I thought my fear would lessen the more I did it. But it's been 10 years now, and I'm still afraid of flying.
You know, the idea that you are more in control behind the wheel of a car than you are in an airplane might not be valid. Think about it. How much control do you have over road conditions or other drivers on the road? Very little, right?
That's true.
Mimi 觉得
Sean certainly picked the wrong profession.
选错了职业。Sean 说他原来以为坐飞机坐得多了，飞行恐惧症会慢慢好起来。谁知道十年过去了，丝毫不见减弱。咪咪说 ,Sean 以为开车
behind the wheel
的时候自己可以掌控自己的命运。这种想法
is not valid,
不能成立。因为开车的人对路况和自己周围的驾车人是完全控制不了的。有什么办法能减轻飞行恐惧症患者的症状吗？我们继续听。
Have you ever tried pretending that you're on a bus? My uncle uses this trick when he's flying.Whenever the plane runs into some turbulence, he just closes his eyes and pretends he's sitting on a bumpy bus.
I'm not sure if that would work, but it's worth a try.
Where do you usually sit on the plane?
As close as possible to an emergency exit.
My uncle says the best place to sit is as close to the wings as possible, because in his experience, the center of the plane is more stable.
That makes sense. I'll try to find a seat near an emergency exit by the wings.
Mimi 建议 Sean 尝试一下，假装自己是坐在一个颠簸的巴士上。
Whenever the plane runs into some turbulence, turbulence is spelled T-U-R-B-U-L-E-N-C-E, turbulence.
气流，意思是飞机遇到气流颠簸的时候，就假装自己是坐在一个 bumpy bus 上。Sean 觉得
It's worth a try.
可以试试看。咪咪问上一般都选择坐在什么地方，上说从来都是离
emergency exit
紧急出口越近越好。咪咪说飞机的中央部位最稳，也就是机翼附近。可想而知，上以后选择位置的条件又多了一个，不光要离紧急出口近，还最好是在飞机中间的机翼部位。
Of course, if nothing else works, you can always see a doctor, and perhaps he can prescribe some anti-anxiety medication for you.
I'd rather not use medications, but it might come down to that.
There are also a lot of courses available that use mental strengthening exercises, or even hypnosis. You should look into one of those programs and see if it works for you.
That's a good idea.
Maybe understanding how an airplane works...Some of the basic principles of flight, what turbulence actually is, and some other specifics about flying could help you know your enemy, so to speak.
I like that idea. If I understood what I was experiencing, perhaps I wouldn't fear it so much. Thanks for your suggestions, Mimi. You're a real pal.
Mimi 建议，实在不行，实际上还可以去找医生，开点儿
Anti-anxiety.
抗紧张的药。实际上虽然不想吃药，但也承认
It might come down to that.
最后没办法，可能也只能借助药物了。另外，想克服心理障碍，还可以去参加锻炼心智的课程，或是了解飞机的飞行原理。所谓
Know your enemy.
知己知彼，百战不殆。这些可能对上都有帮助。